But what's the O stand for? Oh my God, it's early. Speaking of early,
good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed. They've given it everything on the Globo Buckets. Here comes Gigant. Here comes Gigant.
Gigant's making the play around Sweden.
Yes.
Jesse Gigant,
yes,
to the line.
Yes.
And it is,
yes,
Jesse Gigant.
Goal.
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history.
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
Vikings come back to beat the Bears late. Clemson, Syracuse at noon. Gamecocks get an in-state tight end, and Clemson, Georgia, and Gamecock lines fall by a couple of points. A busy Tuesday show, so let's go. And sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, September the 9th, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great one today. Dr. Milt Lauder, 7:25 this morning, our sports and performance psychologist. A moment with Milt. At 8:05, Tony Morrell, thebigspur.com. Going to review South Carolina's win against South Carolina State. A weird one, strange one, weather-delayed one. Down in Columbia, and preview the next game in Columbia, Saturday night, Williams-Brice against Vanderbilt. We're going to talk about the NFL game from last night, all the Major League Baseball stuff from last night, get you the college football line stuff, some TV stuff, still review last weekend and start previewing this coming weekend. A busy Tuesday show. Glad to have you with us and glad to have Mr. Will Clanton with us. Good morning, friend. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing quite well. It's awesome. A beautiful day.
55 when I got in the car this morning. 55. Now, to me, to be totally honest with you, when I got in the car, I thought I made a mistake by wearing shorts. That's the first time I thought that this year. I was thinking to myself, hey, that's kind of tough. But, as it turns out, I think the right decision. Because I feel more comfortable now. So, that's cool. How's your Monday?
It was a good Monday. Very busy Monday.
Yeah.
No complaints, though.
That's good, right? Busy is good?
Oh, always, yes.
Counting money.
Rather have
count
things
the money,
to
count
do.
Count the money, count the money. D-Monet. Anyway.
then sit around and twiddle my thumbs. How was your Monday?
Mine was good. I was supposed to have some housework done for me. They didn't show. They had no show there. So I went and got a quick golf lesson, got my daughter, and then Drake and I did football, and we did something else in the yard besides football. We didn't do baseball. We didn't do soccer or something else in there. Anyway, we played some football in the yard. And then it was a good day, though, really good day. So typical kids. Ida and I had a really good time yesterday afternoon. We read a little bit, watched a little TV, and it's a good time. We had a great time yesterday. Good Monday. Tonight's a big night in our family. Drake's very first coach's pitch baseball game tonight.
Ooh.
So hopefully we'll get off to a good start with that season. coming up. A home game tonight. On the road. Take it on the road on Thursday, heading over to Pendleton, to P-Town, for a big rivalry. So we're looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun for sure. I'm going to miss the Clemson-Georgia Tech game. Not going. I'll watch on TV. But Isla's second birthday is coming. I told you I took her to the game, man. She had a blast. Took her and Drake to the game on Saturday. So it was a good time for sure. Segment two today, what are we going to
do? Going to look at a couple things across college football.
Yeah. Can't wait. Looking forward to that. Obviously, that's on our mind more than anything else, and I can't wait for that today. So, looking forward to it. NFL, did you watch any Monday night? I did not watch Monday night last night. Did you watch any Monday night?
I did not.
I did not either. It was the Vikings that got down. Matter of fact, they were down 17-6 in the fourth quarter, and three touchdowns by the Vikings were the difference in the fourth quarter. And J.J. McCarthy got off to a good start in his debut by going just, 13-20, 143, but two touchdowns. Also ran for 25 yards. And Caleb Williams, 21-35, 210. But it was a nice road win for the Vikings. They beat the Bears to put a wrap on week one in the NFL. We had Major League Baseball. Braves got a win last night, 4-1. They beat the Cubs down in Atlanta. You know, Elders had a pretty nice few campaigns. At least he's 7-9 now, 5.35 ERA, but 6 1/3 innings, just one run, just 5 hits, just 1 walk, 6 strikeouts last night. So you also got a couple home runs. You got one from Olsen and one from Albies. Olsen's 23rd and Albies 16th of the season. Braves improved to, 65-79. Braves just one game back of the Marlins for third place. I told you 500 was a goal. They're not going to reach that. And I also told you that catching the Marlins was a goal, and that could happen. Guardians over the Royals, 10-2. The Nationals over the Marlins, 15-7. Phillies shut out the Mets, 1-0. The Rangers, 5-0 over the Brewers. Twins beat the Angels, 12-3. Padres in a walk-off against the Reds, 4-3. It was a Mariners double up the Cardinals, 4-2. Giants beat the D-backs, 11-5. Red Sox shut out the A's on the road, 7-0. And the Dodgers got a 3-1 win over the Rockies. So now from a standings standpoint, Jays have a 2-game lead over the Yankees, 3 over the Red Sox in the American League East. The Tigers about to wrap up the Central, 8.5 up over the Guardians. The Guardians have won 4 in a row. Then a 9 up over the Royals. The Astros have a 2-game lead over the Mariners, 3.5 over the Rangers in the West. National League, the Phillies now an 8-game lead. The Mets lost 3 in a row. 8-game lead there over the Mets. Braves just 19 back. The Brewers, 7.5-game lead over the Cubs, about to wrap that up. And a good race out in the West. The Dodgers, a 1-game lead over the Padres. If you're looking at the wild card races now, Yankees, 4.5-game lead. Red Sox, 3.5-game lead. All that over the Mariners. The Mariners have the final spot, and they have a 1.5-game lead over the Rangers, 2.5 over the Guardians. Don't look, Sam. Guardians try to make a little comeback. The Royals, 3 back. In the National League, Cubs are 5 up. Padres are 3 up. Mets have the final spot. They have a 3-game lead over the Giants. Basically, that's been decided, I'd say, at this point in time for that one. Find out that Clemson and Syracuse. Now, you like these noon affairs. Clemson and Syracuse are going to be at noon in Death Valley?
I like them when they're away games, yes.
That just helps you get out and better. I like road noon games as well because, hopefully the crowd won't be into it. They will be in Atlanta on Saturday, in that it's a whiteout deal. Yeah, home games, yeah. I don't care. Look, you go in there and take care of your business. You're home by 4 or 5 o'clock. I'm home by hopefully by 4 o'clock. I'm watching other games the rest of the day. Hope your team wins. I want to say this. When your team loses, it kind of puts a damper on the rest of the day. Like, not that good.
Maybe for some people, but I'm a big picture guy. I'll enjoy all the rest of the games. I'll find a way to find some joy.
Yeah. Hopefully you'll get a little bit of joy out of that. I'll tell you an interesting thing that's happening. First of all, yesterday, Brett Key says, not sure about who's going to play quarterback for him this weekend. I think they'll play both. Everybody's hoping for Georgia Tech that Carson King comes back. I'll be honest with you. The Philo kid looked good. Hayes King. The Philo kid looked good.
Philo looked good last year. He played. I know. I want to say he started 4 games last year.
I'll be honest with you. I might want Haynes King in that he's more one-dimensional. Philo could throw the football. I mean, I don't know if you saw it last week, but they threw the ball. Let me make sure I'm not saying this. I'll get you the exact stats here. I mean, they threw the ball and threw it extremely well. How Georgia Tech's not ranked right now is beyond me. But Georgia Tech got off to a good start with got off to a bad start, but then won out at Colorado after they stopped turning the football over. And then Haynes King was out this past week, and it didn't matter because Aaron Philo, 21 of 28 for 373 yards, a touchdown and a pick. He also ran for 14 yards. He's a pretty good athlete there too, just a redshirt freshman, but he's pretty doggone good. So Tech for the game itself, 680 yards of total offense. It was against Gardner Webb. I get it. I think they're more balanced with Philo at quarterback. He's the better passer. And I'd be worried about this one. What really worries you is when Philo's in the game and they run the ball, and when Haynes King's in the game and they end up throwing the football. Because then you got, you know, you're selling out to stop one or the other in there. That could be a mess. Anyway, Key said he's not sure who's going to play this weekend for Georgia Tech. When the odds came out for the Clemson-Georgia Tech game, the Georgia-Tennessee game, and the South Carolina-Vanderbilt game, I questioned yesterday, is the wrong team favored? Now, what's very interesting is since then, the line is on all three games are dropping like a rock. Clemson opened up, there was one, it was a 9.5-point favorite. Then it went to 7.5 early yesterday. Now it's down to 3.5. And I still ask you, how can you watch Georgia Tech through 2 weeks, watch Clemson through 2 weeks, and think Clemson's going to win on the road in Atlanta? Georgia and Tennessee, the game opened up at 5.5. That's dropped like a rock. That's down to 3.5. Georgia's only favored by 3.5 there. And I'll ask you, what you've seen from Georgia so far, what you've seen from Tennessee so far, can Georgia go in? I know Georgia's dominated Tennessee in recent years. Can they go in and kneel in and win? I don't know. And then down in Columbia this weekend, in a line, if you watch the South Carolina and Virginia Tech game, watch the Vanderbilt-Virginia Tech game, I don't know, that game started at 8.5. Now it's down to 5.5. I mean, was Vegas just giving away money on Sunday and Monday if you could get it at those lines? All those dropped up like a field goal. They dropped like a rock yesterday.
Depends on how you look at it, yeah. I mean, Vegas does have a delay where they won't update the odds on a lot of games until Sunday night, Monday morning.
Yeah. But those were Sunday night. I want to look at the lines. I'm like, what? South Carolina 8.5, Clemson 9.5, Georgia 7.5 or some 6.5. Like, what are you doing? Like, just handing me money, Vegas. Just handing it all over. I got other lines we'll talk about, give you TV stuff to look forward to coming up a little bit later on. Gamecocks get a commitment yesterday. Caden Ramsey, 3-star tight end out of Cross, South Carolina. And finally, we had some golf yesterday. So Clemson's men's golf team is down at Myrtle Beach, and they got off to a good start. They had actually they started on Sunday, and then it went to they only got about half the round in. So yesterday they played about 27 holes. Tigers right now tied for fourth. They're at 11 under par. They're chasing Florida Gulf Coast, Texas Tech, Florida Atlantic. For the Tigers yesterday, how about what Oscar Bredgeier did? He made 7 birdies, no bogey, shot 65. The debut of Jackson Bird through 2 rounds now, he's 4 under par. He's tied for 11th as a true freshman. But the Tigers had a good round, second round yesterday, trying to catch Florida Gulf Coast. They'll go at it today. Clemson women's golf down at one of the great golf courses in South Carolina, down at Yeamans Hall. They are tied for third, or alone in third place right now, chasing Tennessee. So final rounds, you can follow those online today. Final rounds coming up for that. So it should be good. Hey, this weekend we're doing this a little something different. We are doing the Isla birthday. She wants an Elsa cake. So we'll try to get over to Ingles and see if we get a little Elsa cake over there. You know, a little frozen cake. Hope the cake's not frozen, but hope that the theme is frozen. But she wants a little Elsa cake for her second birthday. So we'll do that. We'll get all the drinks. We'll get all of the chips. We'll get all the party supplies and all that. We'll do that at Ingles. And that will include some tailgate supplies as well. We're going down to my in-laws who do not have an Ingles, so in their hometown. So we'll have to load up on all the Ingles. We'll load up on our gas as well. Love the Ingles Advantage card. Love the prices. Love the savings. Think they do a terrific job. And I got to tell you right now, look at the weekly specials, And with it being in the 70s right now, it is prime grilling season. So you got to get out and grill, baby, grill. Take care of it. See what I did there? Take care of it, and you absolutely love my great friends over at Ingles. Get the Ingles Advantage card. Donate money to your local schools. They'll do that for you. You'll love dealing with a great company who's done a terrific job here with their local work at Ingles. We'll take a break. We'll come back, talk college football in segment two with Will Clanton right after this.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosey Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Looking for the right solid surface flooring for your home? Do you have a few questions about the best options for you? No worries. That's where Greer Flooring Center Consultants can help. Our team of local professionals can show you hardwood, luxury vinyl, tile, and engineered wood flooring and answer your questions to customize the perfect space. Remember, you'll always find knowledgeable, experienced staff member and the right prices at Greer Flooring Center. Now, our new state-of-the-art showroom is at 5606 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
Sending your student to Clemson? Why rent when you can invest? At Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus, you can own a brand new home starting in the low 400s, perfect for game day weekends, visits, or future rental income. Build from the ground up and personalize it, or move in now and lock in a low 3.99% year one rate on a quick move-in home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Smart living, smarter investment.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
One Tom Plumber will be there in an hour, or they'll discount your bill.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber.
That's their name.
That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only place in the Upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia.
Hey, great friends at QC Kinetics. They want to talk to you about the telemedicine. You know, the fact that you can take care of everything straight from your home. That's convenient, especially if you got work going on or family going on, and you got a lot of things that are happening to you. So the virtual live stuff you're seeing, and even maybe if you got pain going on, saving you gas, saving you time, a lot of things can happen there. It's telemedicine. You can schedule this online, and you can do it by phone. You can do a video conference. You get the one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, and they're going to see if you're a good candidate for regenerative medicine. So the consultation is that way. Now you got to come in if we could see if you're a candidate for this and get your treatment. But they can schedule that for you right on the spot. And so you can be on your way to maybe lasting relief. They're the leader in cellular level regenerative medicine, and they can restore and repair damaged tissue. No drugs, no steroids, definitely not surgery. See if they can help you out. Get a second opinion. Do it from the comfort of your home. Do it with QC Kinetics. Schedule that today. 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454. Get your schedule today by calling 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation. Quick, easy, fast, convenient. 864-766-8454. Segment two with Mr. Will Clinton.
So before I get into the second part of segment two, I want to go ahead and look around at some of the games that I'm going to be watching this weekend.
Okay.
Obviously outside of the 12 o'clock noon slot, because there's something going on there. That's Clemson, Georgia Tech.
Right.
One game that I have not heard a lot about, a big matchup, only the second ranked versus ranked matchup this week. Obviously, you've got Georgia, Tennessee at 3:30, which is that's a big deal around here in the South. But at 7:30, you also have Texas A&M at Notre Dame.
Yeah. It's weird that game had such big play going in last year and hadn't been that way. Maybe Notre Dame's first loss and A&M not really playing anybody yet. But, yeah, that's a huge game. Now, remember, Notre Dame went to A&M last year. This is in South Bend. This is a 6.5-point game. 6.5-point spread. The Irish are favorite there.
Yes. A surprising spread, although I thought Notre Dame was the better team against Miami. I thought that was a fantastic game.
Yeah.
But Notre Dame, with all the pieces that they had to replace, I thought they
stood well.
Played
okay. Quarterback played all right. Here's a concern for me. A&M has played Texas, San Antonio, and Utah State both at home and didn't, you know, wasn't overly impressive. Same scores basically. 42-24, 44-22. Are you concerned about A&M's defense giving up 24 and 22 to those two teams?
Yes.
The Roadrunners had 373 yards of offense, had the same amount of first downs, same amount of yards basically as A&M in that game, in San Antonio game. And this past week in the Utah State game, I'm saying this, Utah State, they held them to 250. That game's much more dominant from a yards and possession and all that standpoint, but still giving up 24 and 22 points by A&M in two games.
Especially with that first game against UTSA.
Yeah.
They gave 177 rushing yards with two touchdowns.
Very good.
To the starting running back for UTSA. And Notre Dame's going to try to run the ball. That is a major strength.
Notre Dame has to run the football. There's no doubt about that. Notre Dame, after the Miami loss, had last week off to prepare, too. So, yeah, I was impressed with the new quarterback, Carr, at Notre Dame. He showed me a little bit of something in a pretty difficult situation down in Miami. So, we'll see. Home opener. Should be a good one.
Yep. Good thing for Notre Dame if you're a Notre Dame fan. First off, why? And second off, you're probably going to be good and in prime position to still make the playoff, even if you lose this game, because the next 10 games for Notre Dame, there's not much there at all.
10 wins get you in if you're Notre Dame. Let me see the rest of the schedule here to make sure you're right by saying this. I trust you, but I'm just not as familiar with Notre Dame's schedule moving forward. So after this, this is the last team that is currently ranked that they play. Purdue at home, win. At Arkansas, win. Boise State, win. NC State, you think, win. That's at home. Southern Cal, we'll see. The game's in Notre Dame. At Boston College, Navy, at Pitt. Syracuse, at Stanford. Yeah, you could even say 0-2, maybe, and still make the playoffs. Boy, what a – that turned out to be cake, because – when you put it on the schedule, you think Arkansas might be better. We don't know yet. NC State, Southern Cal, pretty weak, though. No more ranked teams on Notre Dame's schedule the rest of the year. Isn't that something?
Yep, and since they were national runner-up last year, I think they're going to get the benefit of the doubt from a lot of people. Yeah. With that 10-2 record, no matter if those 10 wins came against FCS opponents. That's just what you get when you're Notre Dame. The second game that it's on my radar, and I'm what is now called a sicko in terms of looking for a good matchup on paper for the 10:30 slot. You got Minnesota flying out to ACC powerhouse California.
Tell you what, Cal's look pretty stinking good so far. First, Minnesota rowing the boat, beat Buffalo and Northwestern State. Can't say we learned a whole lot there. The surprising part is, I mean, Cal, they've got a freshman quarterback and the transfer from Oregon, and he looked phenomenal so far in the season. Interestingly enough, Cal is still a home dog in this one, but they got a good win against Oregon State, and this freshman quarterback, he is 46-67, 493 yards, 3 touchdowns, just 1 pick. He's rushed for 37 yards and a touchdown. He's looked pretty good so far. I'll keep calling the freshman quarterback because I don't want to say the name. But, no, Cal's been pretty doggone, I think, a surprise so far. The Oregon State, that was on the road.
Dominant win.
Yeah. A very convincing 19-point win there.
Saga Pulitelli.
Yeah, that guy. Really good
I win. Believe that's how you say it.
You realize this. You realize that, speaking of ranked teams, that at this point in time, there's no one on Cal's schedule that is ranked. You talk about a chance now.
Huh.
After Minnesota, they go to San Diego State. Now, again, I don't think Cal's great. We'll see. But tell me a game on this schedule that you think is daunting, all right? Duke at home. No, I'm sorry, at Boston College, lead things off. That's all these are losable because Cal's not great. But all these are winnable. At Boston College, Duke at home.
Maybe that's daunting if you're Cal, but for anyone else, no.
Right. North Carolina at home?
No.
At Virginia Tech? Virginia at home?
No.
At Louisville? At Stanford?
No.
SMU at home?
Yeah, SMU.
They just got beat by Baylor.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no ranked teams on that schedule the rest of the year.
I mean, you could be looking
Look
at
Look out, Cal. 8-4.
Yeah, 8-4 Cal team. Yeah. I would not be surprised at all. Bring them back to their ACC powerhouse lineage that they've never, ever achieved.
I saw Stanford got beat by BYU this weekend, and then the stat came up afterwards about how the ACC hadn't done very well. I was like, Stanford's not even in the ACC, man. Like, no one thinks of that. No one thinks of that. I'll let you get the second part, I'm sorry, of segment two. I'll say something for segment three.
No, please.
No. Go around. Yeah, something for segment two.
Cal, Stanford, you're not in the ACC. And I'd be shocked if you're here for more than 2 or 3 years. But yeah. I did just want to bring up, because we had a lot of questions yesterday, the snap count.
Yes.
Through two games.
Yeah.
And shout out to John Blau for compiling these for people who are, you know, doing other things and don't have time to go through and come through and list all these stats or read the Clemson releases from Ross Taylor. Yeah,
Clemson releases does this too.
What you have from the running backs through two games, this is LSU and Troy combined. Adam Randall, 96 snaps. David Ezemume, 12 snaps total. Gideon Davidson, 6. And Keith Adams Jr., 5 snaps total.
I think you got to see. Now, Randall, Dabo said last night, Randall's got to play. And that's true. But Ezemume and Gideon Davidson need snaps too. You got to have those guys playing some too. Now the thing is, you got to have more than 55 plays or something. You know, got to do a better job of getting on the 50. What they have? 58 plays? No, 50. What they have here? 60 total plays. You got to play, man.
Against Troy, yeah.
Yeah. You got to have more snaps. But yeah, right now Randall's the best running back, and right now Randall needs snaps. But I want to see Ezemume and Davidson too.
Got to develop those guys.
Yeah.
In the last couple of years, we know as Clemson, if you have a running back that gets hurt, that goes down, you need to have someone who is experienced and ready to step up.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about that. But here's the thing, too, and I'm going to get into this a lot today. As I was waiting on my my no-show guy yesterday at my house, I watched the Clemson and Troy game again. And I went back play-by-play, and I watched – I watched each play 5 or 6 times, and there's so many missed assignments and missed blocks and wrong steps and hesitation, and the quarterback was so late on so many throws, and the receivers, tentative, and the offensive linemen's blocking the wrong guy and letting free people come through. And so, yeah, there's an awful lot of people on Garrett Riley, and that's fair. Riley's not produced in big games. And there's an awful lot of people on Cade Klubnik, and that's fair because he's not looked good. No one's saying either one of those guys look good. A lot of people on T.J. Moore, and that's fair because he has drops and he hadn't blocked and it hadn't been good. Now, I'd say Tyler Brown's looked pretty good. Tyler Brown gets after you a little bit. But my point is this. There's so many blown assignments on offense. And if you just look at it, if the quarterback makes the right read, throws it on time, and the receiver catches it, or if the back's a little more patient on this run, or if the offensive lineman can just get a little farther or actually just block the right guy, then you're seeing just chunk yards everywhere. And if you sit back and watch the film, yeah, it is Garrett Riley's responsibility. These guys are missing blocks, missing assignments, throwing late, dropping balls. All that's his responsibility. But as I told you on yesterday's show, and I was even more surprised because I knew this was the case after watching it live, that this is an execution thing. Yeah, creativity looks great when it's executed. And lack of creativity, yeah. But I can go back and show you on almost every single play, there's just making so many mistakes. And if you just clean that up a little bit. Look, Clemson had, I'm going to guess you, 10 plays. 10 of their 60 plays could have been touchdowns if you just block this guy. Or if you just make this throw. Or if you just throw it a little earlier. Or if you're just a little more patient with your run game. And I know people don't want to hear that. I know that everybody wants to blame and put that blame, make it simple. Just do your, if everybody just does their job, these play calls aren't, I mean, are the most imaginative thing ever, most creative thing ever? No, I understand that. I committed to the run? No, I understand that. But the single biggest issue is execution. And just, if you go back and look at it and rewind it, you go, yeah, it's 100%. If you just make this block, it's a touchdown. Make this throw, it's a touchdown. Throw it on time, it's a touchdown. Throw it to this receiver, it's a touchdown. They're not running the touchdown play right now. They're running the missed block play. They're running the late throw play. The throw the wrong receiver play. They hit the wrong hole play.
Missing your blocking assignment.
Play. Yes. Yeah. It's amazing to see.
Lastly, and real quick, through two games, both offense and defense combined, who would you say is the MVP of this team? I'll go ahead and tell you mine. Ronan Hanifin.
Yeah, Ronan Hanifin's played well so far.
Yeah.
He has played well so far. Sammy Brown will be up there. Capehart would be in the conversation, and Stephon Green would be in the conversation, and Peter Woods be in the conversation. I would say Tyler Brown be in the conversation. Jack Smith would be in the conversation, but Ricardo Jones will be in the conversation, but Ronan Hanifin right now. He's been the best football player for two games, most consistent through two games.
Which is shocking.
Yeah. Well, what's crazy is the two question marks we had was punter and safety, and those would be your two best positions.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you thought you had a good offensive line, thought you had a good quarterback, thought you had good wide receivers, and those have been disappointments. So how do you know, man? Like, really, how do you know? Like, what a – and I guess that's the beauty of sports, right?
You're always going to be surprised.
Well, I mean, we always – again, I'm guilty of this. I'm totally guilty of this. But I'll watch a guy play a little bit as a freshman and play okay and then have a good sophomore year, and I'm like, well, he's a junior. He's going to be so much better this year. Well, that's not your God-given right. That's not the sovereignty right that you're going to go out and just play well and everything's going to go – you'll get better every single year. I mean, a lot of times you do. Most of the time you do. But that doesn't mean you're going to. You know, and so, or this guy's been a great coach, and for this year, and this year, and then, or you know, we don't turn the ball over, and all of a sudden we start turning it over, or this guy's always hurt, and then, but what if he doesn't get hurt the rest of his career, or if this guy's really accountability man, I mean availability, he never gets hurt, and then he gets hurt. Like, it's not a for sure thing. Like, we aren't robots, and this isn't a computer game. These are human beings, and we change, and we progress, and we digress. And we're seeing that right now. We're seeing that for sure. I enjoyed segment two. Roosters MGC. Get in touch with the Roosters Men's Grooming Center. Go get your haircut like a man. Get your seven-step facial stuff. Get the straight razor shave stuff. Get you. You know what, man? Some of you could probably get a little camouflage in there, you know? Some of you probably get a little coloring in there and get rid of some of that gray. They can do that for you. They don't know why I have to know about it either, by the way. Okay, let them take care of you. Get the gift card. Go to the app. Book your appointment online. Plaza on Pelham Road over in Greenville. Go get Mampert. Let them take care of you over at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, roostersmgc.com. If you're on hold, hang on. Yesterday, inundated with text messages. I'll try to get more today. We'll try to get you some more text messages. Short break. We'll come back. Much more to this.
Start your game day right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics as the Tigers travel down to Atlanta to take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Your broadcast day will start at 6 a.m. sharp as we'll get you ready for game day with the Tiger pregame show. Then we'll turn it over to Fax and Childers and his crew for the Tiger tailgate show at 9 o'clock. Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the action. Madonna Clark and I, live in studio, will have the fifth quarter show for you to wrap up all of Saturday's action. Don't miss a moment of a Clemson game day right here on The Roar.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles.
It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson and Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson and Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson and Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson and Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
There's a reason Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the upstate's top golf cart dealer. With the best prices and largest selection, we make your buying experience easy. Our amazing staff can help guide you in the process. Also offering free delivery to over 10 states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now the upstate's largest authorized Evolution and Denago EV dealer. The fastest growing golf cart brands in the industry. Visit EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information. And go Tigers!
It's bow time. The Pork Chop Griller is back at Bojangles for a limited time. We know you missed it, because when you take a tender pork chop and sandwich it on a made-from-scratch biscuit, it's not a flavor you want to say goodbye to. It's bow time.
When life hits hard, you need someone who doesn't punt. I'm Trey Mills with the Tramwin Mills Law Firm. Insurance company dragging its feet after a wreck or work injury? We go for it every time. No field goals, no fair catches. You call us and we bring the heat. Go big or go home. Visit us at TramwinMills.com or call 864-485-8585. Fourth and inches, we go for it.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1 to play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football, man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be new? Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
It's Manuel.
And Daniel.
From Hamilton Career and Technology Center, break the silence surrounding mental health issues during Suicide Prevention Month in September. Come join the conversation live at our school on the Quok and Ben Show, noon to 3 p.m. September 11th.
Be a part of this awkward but important conversation and help us raise awareness statewide about the importance of discussing how we're really doing. Our talk could save a life, as no one deserves to be alone during this crisis. Call or text 988 to get help.
He's opinionated, caffeinated, and never intimidated. It's the Mickey Filer Show on The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our great friends over at Top Dressing, topdressing.com, do a phenomenal job. I love this company. I love what my yard still looks like today. My yard looks dark green. My neighbor's yard starting to have like a little yellow tint as the temperature cools down. I will tell you this. When Top Dressing comes in and they give you that incredible compost and this solution that goes down to your yard, I'll tell you this, one of the things that happens is that your
grass stays, it doesn't go to dormancy till much later in the year. And it comes out of dormancy much earlier in the year. So we love topdressing.com. I love the attention to detail. You know, there's a lot of people coming to your home, coming to your yard, coming to your business, and they do the job. But when it's all said and done, they kind of leave. When these people leave, it looks better than they get when it got there. West is croup. Is amazing. Another thing is, I don't know what it costs, but they bring this. You know, a lot of people have like bring a lawnmower in the back of a riding lawnmower in the back of a trailer for you. Over here, man, they've got these machines. Look like big Zambonis everywhere. But it's an unbelievable operation they have. This is real, man. TopDressing.com. Check them out online. 888-850-1850. 888-850-1850. TopDressing.com. You want to rescue your fescue. In the upset of South Carolina right now, it's a time that you got to do this. 55 degrees tonight. Think about it. Rescue the fescue with a guarantee at TopDressing.com. 888-850-1850. Two quick things. That was Grateful Dead. I'm getting my deadhead stuff down now. As I told you during the break, I've been listening to Dwight Yoakam a lot lately. I think Dwight Yoakam is as talented of a singer, singer-actor combination as anybody we've ever seen. We can talk about who else is in that conversation. But what he did in Sling Blade, Wedding Crashers, and then to crank out 1,000 Miles from Nowhere, Ain't That Lonely Yet? Come on, man. Come on. 654-ROAR. I got a ton of text to get to. I watched the entire Clemson game again over and over and over and over and over yesterday, so I had a bunch of thoughts on that, too. Deadhead Tiger, what's your we're 55 degrees down here today, man. What's your temperature right now?
Man, we're sitting at a nice, crisp little 50 degrees.
Nice.
I'm walking the dog, and it feels great.
Nice. All right, it's great to hear.
Yeah, I agree with the Dwight Yoakam comment. Super talented individual. I will throw another name in the hat or right. another name in the ring for that one right there.
Right.
And in my opinion, here's the number one on triple threat all across the entertainment industry when he was at his prime, Kris Kristofferson.
Yes. Yes. So. Songwriter. Yeah. Sing. By the way, helicopter pilot. I think I'm right by saying this. Was he Oxford? Was he he might have been. I have to look this up now. No, Kristofferson. What a talent, man. What a talent.
Yeah.
What an interesting guy.
Very, very interesting. And one knock on him in his personal life early on, he kind of abandoned his family to chase that dream. But, hey, that's not my purview there. So.
Yeah, I think I'm right with saying. Yeah, Oxford. Now, how about that? The guy went to Oxford and then did his, did his military time in the Army. I think he flew helicopters and then came back, singer, songwriter, actor. Oh, what a talent, man. What a talent. We miss him already.
Yeah. And, I mean, I think his biggest contribution through all that was, songwriting.
Songwriting.
I mean, if you look at all the songs that he's credited to, I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you this, and I'll get your thoughts here. On Willie Nelson's 90th birthday party, the album that comes out, him and Norah Jones are singing, Take the Rhythm from My Hair. Anyway, and there's a part where he sings his part, and he's old at the time, man. This is right before he dies, whatever. He's old. And he's singing his part, and Norah Jones, you can hear in the background, and it's the coolest thing you're seeing because she's so impressed to be on stage with him. And he sings his part of the his verse or whatever. And you can hear Norah in the background going, yeah. Like, you know, she's not supposed to say it, but, like, she's so impressed. Yeah.
Oh,
help
yeah.
me make it through the nights.
Good recognizes good, for sure.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
So, Norah Jones, another great talent.
What a talent. So, what a talent.
Yeah. Well, speaking of talent, you guys touched on it in hour two. I think one of the things that's kind of the biggest head-scratcher for me is it felt like after Matt Luke got hired, it's like, all right, this is a home run hire. Great guy, fits the system, fits the culture. Nothing but good things to say. Recruiting improves pretty immediately on offensive line recruiting, and that momentum has carried. But like you guys said in hour two, I mean, that unit just looks lost a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just not understanding that, I guess. And the thought process of with recruiting having improved, I mean, if we've got guys that are just completely missing assignments, I mean, shoot, let's start getting some of those freshmen and sophomore in there. I mean, okay. They can't do much worse. Well, you know, if the argument's always, well, we need continuity on the line, we need this. I mean, screw continuity. We need people that can block somebody.
Yeah, but here's the thing on that, all right? Because I thought the same thing, and I think you're right. And one of the things, Deadhead Tiger, is – so I'm like you. I think there's a natural progression here. Year one, Matt Luke comes in. The offensive line last year was a strength of this football team. You got four returning starters. Experience and chemistry is such a big deal. It makes all the sense in the world that this offensive line is going to just go out and be amazing this year, right? That's the natural progression. That's a natural thought. It should happen this way. And it hadn't happened. And missed assignments everywhere, almost every single snap. You see somebody just block the wrong guy, miss the guy, take the wrong step. Let free running guys come through all that, and so you go, well, all right, let's play the young guys. And they go, he's going to be a terrific player. But Braden Jacobs, I watched him in the very limited snaps yesterday, and just makes these inexplicable mistakes. The way to explain it is he's a true freshman. Now, I watched Sadler yesterday on five or six different plays, like just completely leave a guy that you got to block. In a zone blocking scheme, and he just leaves a guy to go to somebody else. And so, you know, Sadler was a major issue this weekend. But the point is, yeah, I want to see Jacobs because, I mean, let's get the new guy in there. But, man, on the offensive line, you got to know who to block. And it's not like that the seniors are blocking the right guys. But, boy, Jacobs, he's going to be a great one, but he just blown assignment after blown assignment his three or four snaps on Saturday. So, to me, there is – that's the biggest shot. Well, Cade as well, because Cade's a senior. That you've got guys who have played a ton of football that are making mistakes like it's their very first game. And that shouldn't happen. And I don't understand that. Don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah, likewise. And, I mean, is it possible that some of that is the coverages that Cade's calling at the line or not calling at the line?
You know, the calls at the line, Lithicum is in charge of some of that. I don't know what the original calls are and then what the adjustments are and where they find those. And defenses are, you know, one of the reasons why you don't run, but, I mean, everybody takes in about eight run plays. And the only reason you do that is because you got to be able to block because the fronts change all the time. And then mm-hmm. the heat changes, man, like where the blitzes are coming from, all that changes. So you can't take in 30 running plays. Because then you've got – if you got 30 running plays and you go up against five or six different fronts, now you got – if you got five different fronts you're looking at, now you got 150 run plays. So you take six run plays into a game and with five down – now you got 30 run plays because you got to block it five different ways. So that's why the run game is much more simplified than that. But on the protections, like just leaving a guy unblocked, that just can't happen that way. Makes no sense in the world. No sense. Can't make anything of it. And, you know, and be honest with you,
100%.
Miller's done it. Lee did it in week one. Saddle did it a bunch. Sewell's done it. I didn't see Thurman missed one that I saw yesterday. It was just by far just a mistake. And Lithicum's done. Like, these are experienced guys. And don't, for the life of me, don't understand it.
Yeah, agreed. And it does – it's super frustrating because, like you said – I mean, I know everybody's out there trying hard, but when every play you can identify just a very glaring yep. missed assignment, and that's why the play didn't work.
Yep.
And it's like, oh my gosh, why can't we just get a couple where everybody does the right thing?
One of the things I did yesterday was, you know, Eric McLean, friend of the show, former Clemson player, he did about a 20-minute review of it, and he explains it from an offensive lineman standpoint because I never played offensive line. He explained it. He's like, this guy, the block here is this, and the step is this, and you got to do this, and you got to set this way, and you're doing the exact opposite of what you should be doing. And that made me feel better because I watched it first without the McLean stuff. And you know, I want validation what I'm seeing. And then I watched McLean's 20 or 25-minute deal, and he's saying, he explains a little bit better than I can explain it, but it's like, whoa, man, like, what are you doing? Like, this is – that is no way. Now, I know the quarterback throws, and Cade was so late. But Matt Luke, and I'm sure it's like this, Deadhead Tiger. I'm going to leave you this because I got to the top of the hour. My Matt Luke is a lot like me as a parent or my parents. And that my mom and dad told me, son, don't do this. If you do this, you're going to get in trouble. Here's how we do it. We're going to do it the right way. And what do you think I did? I did it the wrong way. I did what they said not to do. Now, it was their responsibility. It's Matt Luke's responsibility, but I know he's not telling them to miss assignments and miss blocks. I know they're not teaching that in the offensive line room. And yet you go on a Saturday and you do it, and it's like, oh, man. Anyway, good points, buddy. Yep. Good points. Appreciate the phone call for sure.
Hey, have a great day. Hit them straight unless you're trying to hit that draw.
Thank you, buddy. I hit some draws yesterday. I hadn't hit draws with a driver in years, but we're working on that right now. That's good. Yeah, it is his responsibility, but it is mind-boggling that you can regress at that stage. Hour number two when you come back right after this.